Now we have The Army Show, starring Spike Milligan, who appears before a specially invited audience of soldiers.
Officers, NCOs, and other ranks, good evening. Welcome to Frost's Favourites. You've just been listening to a record of World War II requested by Gunner J. Sponk for his wife, his mother and his concubines all at Gladys Road, Bexhill. I will now hand you over to Captain Fumbling Grope, VC, MC, DSO,
all right, Don Major, no need to spell it. At ease. So, now, you may have possibly wondering what you are all detailed to come here this evening for. 1949, just after the war finished. Sad thing it did, too. I was so enjoying it. Anyhow, in the March of that year, the BBC, under the command of Eric Balalaika Mashvitz, sent War Office the following memo.
We are at present desperately short of studio audiences, and would you consider recruiting an audience of military volunteers? Signed in...
But we at War Office... We wanted more gin than that. My word, yes. And we replied...
Agreed in principle, but do you want the audience drawn from one particular regiment? Would they be expected to laugh? If so, would the officers and NCOs be allowed to laugh first? Signed, Lieutenant Draws Cellular, MGD.
And they replied...
And we replied, as much as they are to, nevertheless, whereas Parrot 3 has agreed, we think that I'm snitting that...
To this, we agreed. We decided to step up recruiting with new and exciting posters.
Join the British Army and get free seats to the BBC.
The result was sensational.
Nobody joined.
We tried using subtlety, such as interviews.
And in the studio, we have...
G. Rifleman Eric Cack 007.
Well, Mr. Rifleman Eric Cack, why did you join the army?
Well, I saw a poster saying, join the modern army and travel to far away places. I was fed up with Civis Street at the time. I was a white, spotty-faced clerk in foggy London. I thought, I've had enough. And so, I joined the Irish Guards.
And... And now you are...
Now I am a white, spotty-faced Irish guardsman.
Somehow that didn't do us any good either.
No, it didn't.
No. Then we thought of using a poster by Cecilia Margaret J. Quellington Spork. It read...
Boys, join the regular army. It's lovely.
We didn't get the right sort of man with that one. However, with the sudden drop in unemployment, the fear of working for a living drove hundreds of layabouts to join. Soon the army was at full strength, stronger than strength.
On October the 3rd, 1952, at a secret place called Salisbury Plans, plans were made to train men as BBC studio audiences.
The plan had the code name Training with Infantry Tactics, or TWIT.
Eyes and nose, front. You may smoke. Put that cigarette out. Now, pay attention. You will shortly be called upon to laugh in the face of a comic assault. Ha! The nature of what is simple. You will march to map reference 380960, a well-known BBC studio. Ha! You will then sit in chairs facing a stage. On the stroke of 1800 hers, an entertainment will then commence. Two men of the rank of comic will then deliver a witticism or joke. So, first comic, why did the chicken cross the road? Second comic, to get to the other side. Now, a demonstration by Rifle O'Shags and Gunner Buell.
Tell a lady with a wooden leg, change a pound note.
Tell a lady with a wooden leg, change a pound note? Yes.
No.
Why not?
She's only got half a nickel.
Now, on the line, half a nicker, you will immediately sit at attention and then say, ha, 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 repeatedly until I will silence you so. Now, laughing in time, begin. Very good. Very good indeed. The entertainment will be divided into two parts, one and two in that order. The first part is to be laughed at. The second part, music for listening to of, will be clapped. This will be done by bringing the palms of the hand together in a crisp movement, making the sound so. Any questions? Good. Now, Rifleman Len O'Shag will sing the last bar of a known melody, after which you will applaud. Rifleman Shag.
Ha!
One pace forward, a singing comment.
Ha! Hey, my darling little baby there. What will he grow up to be there? The Prime Minister of England. Oh, the King of Italy there. Oh, you waited 30 years or more to see what he would be. He's now a dustman in Wapping. Oh, dearie. Dearie, yummy.
Ha! Very good. There you have it. That's the story behind why you're all here today. Any questions?
Yes.
Sergeant Major, put that man on a charge. Now, to start the military entertainment, we now hand over to the official BBC spokesman.
Good evening. Tonight, for the first time, we tell the little-known story of Operation Harry Sporran. This is the story of brave men who volunteered to act these parts for money alone.
It was 1941 in England, but still only 1887 in Japan. Such was the difference between these two great nations.
What? One day, in August the 2nd, the island of Singapore fell under the auctioneer's mallet of the Japanese army.
Singapore, going once, going twice, sold to Japan for 18 bamboo pounds.
Damn these tiny yellow fiends of brown.
That was Major Sergeant Group, VC and Pin. When all seemed lost, he rallied us round the white flag.
Yes, rather than surrender, we gave ourselves up.
From there, we was marched 200 miles to the Jap prison camp of Bitsakazi.
Thus penetrating deep into enemy territory, unarmed as well. That night, I gave myself a couple of quick VCs.
My name? Humphreys, Captain Sandy Humphreys. I'm an Australian cobber. I was in the prison camp the day Major Fumbling Grope and his men came in and listened to the camp commandant.
Now you are listening to me. My name, a general, a friend. Now, all the prisoners in my camp, all prisoners, work.
Work?
Like a fiend.
Chief man, a British. Japanese fiend. You mustn't frighten my men like that. Haven't you read the Geneva Convention?
Have I not read the Geneva Convention? I'm waiting till they make a film. I tell you, all the prisoners are wallop.
I'd rather die than wallop, sir.
That was Sergeant Thud, brilliant regular soldier. Gave himself up 3 years before the war.
What we in the YWCA High Command didn't know was, when the Nips captured Singapore, they also captured the sacred bagpipes of the 3rd Scots Harries.
When we discovered the loss, a runner was dispatched.
And arrived wounded at the Scots Harries headquarters in Pune.
Knock, knocking, knocking, knocking on the door, sir.
Who's there?
A short hog who cannot reach the knocker.
What do you want, short wog who cannot reach the knocker?
I'm telling you, I have a message for you, sir.
Slide it under the door.
Very good. I'm sorry, but it won't go under.
Why not?
I've got it in my head. Thank you. You'll all get your money back. I tell you what the message is telling me, sir. It says that the bagpipes of the 2nd Scots Harries have been captured.
Oh, no.
It was terrible news. Kilts were worn at half mast. Many suffered from exposure.
Meantime, midnight at the camp of Bitsakazi.
Iceman! Send back again!
Now, Captain Humphreys, why have you called me at this late hour? I'll miss Eitmar.
Sir, several of us want to get out of here.
Is it something I've said?
No, it's nothing personal. It's just that we want to escape.
Escape from here? Are you mad?
I have a certificate.
It means sudden death.
Yes, it's a death certificate.
Who else?
Me.
The voice came from a malodorous something wearing a finely shredded coal sack and one heavily blankoed boot.
This is Field Marshal Eccles.
Impossible! Typing mistake.
How did you ever become a field marshal?
A clever muddle. I was baptized field marshal.
I've changed my mind. It's the duty of every British soldier called Field Marshal Eccles to try and escape. First, the MO wants a word.
Yes. Now, if ever you get into a tough spot and there's no way out, take one of these little black pills 3 times a day.
Whoa, what are they?
Concentrated licorice. They give a man something.
Thanks, Doc. I'll never forget you for this.
Indeed you won't. Now, off you go.
Right. Captain, you go first. I'll follow.
When?
After the war.
Dramatic music, sound of a river in flood.
By dawn that night, we reached the River Kapati. We dived in.
Splash, splash.
And then made a remarkable discovery.
We couldn't swim.
Help! Oh, we'll have to build a quick Queen Mary, I tell you.
I tell you, sir, you will have to get the higher Bernard Miles on the starboard bow, sir.
Eccles, look, have you any knowledge of trees?
I was born in one.
Good. Good. See that one about a mile away?
Yep.
Do you think you could chop it down?
Not from you.
All right, look, you wait here. I'll bring it back. Run.
Within weeks three, the two men reached the British lines, where they finally recovered from the treatment they got in the military hospital.
Immediately, they were driven to HQ Scots Harries.
Oh, starve the lizards. These jungle roads are dusty.
I can't understand it, sir. We've only had them dry cleaned last week.
Here's my permit.
Yeah, this permit is for a dog. It appears to be in order, sir. You'll find Lord Louis Fleabitten behind this next knock.
Knock, knock. Door opens. Creak of an oiled hinge.
Captain Humphreys, come in. Pull up a chair.
I'd rather stand.
Stand on a chair, then. We respect Australian customs. Now then, tell me, Humphreys, are you familiar with the Camp Bitsakazi?
Well, not familiar. Shall we say just good friends?
Just good friends. There, I said it. Now, in your report, you say that the bagpipes of the 2nd Scots Harry are being held prisoner against their will.
Yes.
Don't be amazed. We want you to neutralize those before the Japans learn how to play them back at us. I mean, if the Scotsman ever saw a Jap playing those pipes, well, it doesn't bear thinking about, I tell you. Here are the plans of a bagpipe. Now, this is the chanter, which must be removed and the pipe destroyed. Boom! Kathal! Pow! Blacked! That, or Fadank Nud! Fuck Lemmy! One of those two combinations should prove fatal.
There it is, right?
This sounds like a Scottish affair. I'm an Australian.
I know, old cobbler. But this raid will be pretty dangerous. And if anybody gets killed...
Yes?
We want it to be you. Now remember, old Australian cobbler, we're doing it for England.
Can't you think of a better reason?
Offhand, no. Now, any last request?
Yes. Yes, I'd like to hear Gunner Milligan sing Roses and Lollipops for Ethel, Gladys and Alice and all the other officers in the Horse Guards.
And I should like to sing you a melody divine, which I heard in an affy in Garigliano during the war. It is turned a dustbin song. At the piano, Sergeant Hercules Plumpt.
He's gonna play them keys. Well, when you're feeling low down, don't go into a trance. Jump into a dustbin and dance. When your friends forsake you and you can't find romance, jump into a dustbin and dance. Throw out all that rubbish. Show them you don't care. When they come to empty it, it won't be there. So wear button trousers and ragged underpants. Just jump into a dustbin and dance. And now a hot chorus.
Jump into a dustbin and dance.
I said I'll throw out all that rubbish. Show them you don't care. When they come to empty it, when you got your trousers and ragged underpants, jump into a dustbin and dance. Now let's go.
Over here
now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3
Culture.
Sounds of steaming jungle in daytime. Occasional bird call and monkeys.
The raiding party left at 8:30 dawn. 8 Burmese village girls carried the lighter loads while we men carried the heavier stuff, like the piano, the telly.
Why did we have to bring a piano along?
My dear fellow, when you've been in the army as long as I have, 5'9", you'll realize the value of the piano in jungle warfare. Have you ever seen a man struck by the moonlight sonata? It's not a pretty sight, I tell you.
Through the long day, we marched through a dense jungle. Towards evening, we came upon a dense plain.
Halt! And in that order. Well, we'll camp here for the night, Sergeant. Put up tents for the men and a 3-story Georgian manor for the officers. Let it come. Put on all. Let's hear resentment. Here's your chance to speak, men.
Oh.
Come out of that, you swine.
No, sir. Orders. Orders, sir.
What? Orders?
Orders, sir.
Never heard of.
Yes, orders.
What?
Yes, we...
2 pints and half a I'm glad we've got drunkards on the trip.
We've got to get to Bitsikazi by May 10th, sir.
May 10th?
According to American intelligence and British stupidity, that's 9 days' time.
I don't know how they get the information.
They captured a Japanese calendar. Alive.
Alive.
Under pressure, it spoke.
Brilliant. You'll get the Charing Cross for this lad now. Men, gather around this map of a calendar. You'll see that we are here...
Tapping your finger?
On the 1st of May. And we've got to head straight from May the 10th here.
More tapping?
Right. Now, any questions?
Yes. Why do I only get 5 francs a week and you get 100 cigars?
Right, any more questions? No, good. Now, Sergeant Bluthal, where are those naughty Burmese girls?
They're bathing in the River Kalpati, sir.
Oh, I see. Now, where's Field Marshal Eccles?
He's minding their clothes with a pair of binoculars.
The swine, it was my turn for that. I'll have him plumb on the...
Quick! A Jap patrol have spotted the girls.
What? We must get there before the Japanese Sunday papers.
We mustn't use rifles, men. They're too noisy. We'll have to use knives.
Oh, I've never used a knife before.
You lie! I saw you eating peas off one at lunch. You'll use a knife and like it. Ha, ha, ha.
Sir, you must have ice in your veins.
I know. And it's damn cold.
Come on, men.
Eccles, Eccles, the Burmese girls.
You're too late. They've dressed.
Time for your VC, sir.
Thank you, Mrs. Astor. You'll be mentioned in dispatches.
So there is a Father Christmas.
As the raiding party drew nearer, the prisoners at Bitsakazi got news of it on the grapevine, which they had secretly grown in a blacked-out haversack.
Hear that, men? We've just got news of it on the grapevine, grown in a blacked-out haversack. Now, listen. Yes, did you hear that, men? Now, listen. Listen. Listen.
Blacked-out haversack.
Listen.
Yes.
The raiders are going to try and dynamite the bagpipes. Our job is to cause a diversion. So I've told General Ichikuchi that we're going to give a camp concert on the night of the Doo.
The Doo.
On the Doo. At the end of it, we will sing God Snave the King. Snave the King, very loud. Any questions?
Yes, how does the tune go?
Well, don't worry, the Japs are bound to know it. Meantime, behave like true British prisoners and don't dance with Jap privates.
Spoilsport.
Any questions?
Yes. Why do I only get...
Any more? Good. Now, remember, if this raid succeeds, it will shorten the war by 3 feet 6 inches.
Sir, we now rejoin the official entertainment in which the raiding party arrive at the banks of the River Carpathy.
Sound of river in and then out. Distant jungle outdoor sound.
I'm calling for 3 brave volunteers to go on the last leg. All right. 3 cowards, then. You're all much too beautiful. I can't send you. There's only one way. Field Marshal Eccles, write your name on 3 pieces of paper and put it in this hat.
Write my name on 3 pieces of paper and put it in the hat.
Yes, sir.
There.
Right. Draw one out.
Right.
What does it say?
Mrs. Gladys Scrubber of Leeds.
No, we can't send her. She'd never get here in time. Take your hat off. Bend forward. Field Marshal Eccles, I baptize thee, Mrs. Gladys Scrubber of Leeds.
Ah,
okay. Hey, oh, what? What's that? Listen, Mr. Prisoners.
It's the signal. They're singing. Yes.
I can hear them singing from here, sir.
It's the German national anthem.
When will you learn?
That is the British national anthem disguised as a German anthem. I mean, if the Japans heard ours, they'd capture it and play it behind bars. Lefted and Roddy,
sir.
I want you to go with Captain Humphreys and Field Marshal Elkham.
Right, sir. And, sir.
Yes?
Sir, yes? I want you to give this, sir, to my wife.
Oh. Your checkbook.
Yes, sir. She always wanted it, sir.
Don't worry, Roddy, old chap. I'll get it to her if I have to cash every check myself. Now off you go.
Thank you.
All right.
We 3 brave idiots dived into the cold waters of the River Carpathy.
And there's nothing worse, hold it. And there's nothing worse than a cold Carpathy. Thank you. I tell you, the British are decadent, I tell you. What is this?
Yes.
But disaster had struck at man, beast, and duck.
And the world's on knees went bing!
The Japs had got suspicious. They wanted to know what the bagpipes were and used torture.
No more. One step nearer and I'll set fire to this secret.
You speak under torture. I tell you, I am a fiend, a yellow-type torture.
No.
I give you more.
No,
I can't stand anymore.
You can't stand more, I tell you again. I will raise it to £5.10.
All right. I give in. Thank you very much. Pay it into my Japanese bank. I can't hold out any longer. Those are the bagpipes of the second Scotch Harries.
You hear that? We have discovered what things are.
Had the Japs triumphed? Not a bit of it. A mere half an hour before, we had removed the chanter and substituted a plastic duplicate.
You hear that, man?
Yeah. Inside which was 10,000 tons of dynamite.
While at base camp, Lord Louis and another person awaited the return of the raiders.
Tell me, Lord Louis, is this what the English call embarrassing position?
Wait for it, man. No, it's more uncomfortable, I'd say. I mean, what would people think? Me halfway up a mango tree dressed as Mephistopheles? And you down there bottling fruit in a transparent plastic kilt? It would never do, I tell you.
Come, let us dance.
You little treasure.
Do you come here often?
Only for broadcast. What a strange sight we made, tangoing through the steaming Burman jungle. The silence only broken by the crackling of knees.
Oh, I only had eyes for him.
Treasure.
And he only had eyes for me.
We fell over a cliff.
Sir.
Yes?
Sir, we've done it. And so have you, by the look of it.
Oh, good work.
If you say so, sir.
Yeah, I do say so, yes.
Yes, sir. Very good, sir.
It did me a power of good. I felt no pain at all.
All right, sir. As
you say, facing sir. East at the same time, I mean.
Certainly, sir.
Yes.
We fix the bagpipes so that the moment the Japs try and play them, kaboom.
Splendid.
Listen, they've taken the bait.
Any minute now.
If
only those nips knew.
He hasn't got long to live, that yellow fin. Wait till the fuse burns down.
Wait till it explodes.
softy, catchy monkey.
Well, that appears to be the end of the entertainment. Any questions?
Sure. Why aren't the bagpipes exploded?
Right. Any more questions? Right. Company, start clapping.
In that recording of The Army Show, which was first broadcast on the 16th of June last year, you heard Spike Milligan, John Bluthal, Barry Humphreys, John Bird, Roddy Maud Roxby, Alan Clare, and Philippe Labarre. Script was by Spike Milligan and production by Charles Chilton.